Welcome back. Or no, just no, no hold clever, on, hold
like,
on.
Dark
hold
Souls
on.
Opener, Elden Ring opener, funny. Talk like a
let
Dark
me try,
Souls.
Let me try to, let me try.
Go.
Welcome, child of the blighted plain. You are here, but not really, for you are also not here. And we are taking you on a journey into the
they always begin with a really soft speaking your Soulsborne games always begin with like a child or a lady or
Mouse move. I've been playing Sekiro, all the mouse move.
Dude, all the mouse
all the mouths are just
dude,
going
what
like
an accomplishment. I can't believe they got those mouths moving. Wow.
Except that dude in Bloodborne, when you open the door and he's dead, the password door.
Password door, yeah.
And then you open the password, and he's talking to you from the other side, and then you open the door, and he's dead.
It's spooky.
It's so spooky.
All right, so this is our hype train for Elden Ring episode. Recording this on 10 o'clock on the 23rd. We are less than a little over 24 hours away from the worldwide release.
Oh, Google has a countdown.
1 day, 2 hours, 14 minutes.
Wait, what?
Till Elden Ring.
Google has a countdown.
Oh, jeez.
I thought
you just meant it was on Google.com.
If you are a PC player, you can play this at 6 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Everyone else, midnight. If you're on Xbox, you can change your time zone
to New Zealand.
Get it at like 7 in the morning, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Which you should just do.
Yeah, just change your time zone. So essentially, all we're doing now is we're just getting hyped for Elden Ring. We're not really don't have much of a plan.
John just texted us and he said, "Tell the world I'm going astrolabe."
Wow, we have an exclusive to
exclusive a worldwide
right now.
Exclusive.
John is going as the astrologer class for his playthrough of Elden Ring. I'll tell you what he's hoping for. He's hoping for a nuke spell that will allow him to one-shot absolutely everything.
There might be that. But,
I'm going to say, I don't know if he's going to get it.
The last game he played that really got him into the sorcery class was a game from 2009.
That's true.
I think they might have improved their formula a bit in 13 years.
Dude, I cheesed the hell out of Dark Souls 2. My view of these games,
which is acceptable and totally okay.
Dude, my view of these games is like, it's like a love-hate thing. Like, I want to, like, I take a satisfaction in, like, cheesing the fucking hell out of these games, because it's like this game is, like, it's this hateful thing that, like, wants to kill me, and I want to, and I, like, hate it back. Dude, that's why I refuse to pay full price for Dark Souls games. It's because I'm like, I want to get it for as little money as possible.
It's true.
And I want, because I'm like angry at the game.
So in Dark Souls, the OG, there's this forest area and there's these giant cats that like do like a Sonic the Hedgehog roll and just like plow into you.
Yeah.
And they were giving me the hardest time on my first playthrough. And then I discovered if you stand right at the edge of this hill, that's like where they're, it's called a leash in the Dark Souls games, but it's like where they'll go back
to their area.
They're like, their range stops at a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just do their roll forever in this one spot, and you could just stab them for days. It was great. And, you know, it's how I got through. I just cheesed it.
It's the leash.
So as of this recording, the review embargo has lifted. There's over 90 reviews on OpenCritic, and it is currently the highest rated video game of all time on OpenCritic. So
we're a maximum hype over here.
So the hype is at such levels that I feel like our society, we do this, we pick things and we hype them to a level that it is
unsustainable.
It's unsustainable, and it's almost difficult for that piece of art or that actor or that athlete to like then come in and like equal the level of hype that's been placed on it. And so That gives me a tad of pause and a tad of worry.
Dude, the hype
even
train,
now with those highest video game score of all time,
it almost feels not. I mean, doesn't it almost feel not real? It feels like is this real?
It feels real.
Dude, the hype train is off the rails, as John has said. It is off the rails, and it has now built its own rail underneath it that's going somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm on the Elden Ring Reddit, you know, on the regular, and it's freaking hype. Like, those people are crazy, and I'm one of them.
The Elden Ring... The Elden Ring Reddit page had that post about, like, I'm scared that I'm going to die before the video game...
Yeah.
Did you see that? Like, before the video game comes out. Like, I have a legit fear of dying before this game comes out. Since John has thrown down the class, is anyone else ready to drop the official? What are you gonna do now?
Dude, Vagabond. You described a vagabond. I think I might go vagabond.
The big knight. He's like the big knight guy.
Yeah. I'm going vagabond. Yep. Middle of the road. That's what I want to do.
I think I'm gonna do the samurai.
Mm-hmm.
I've given this a lot of thought.
But I'm already regretting it.
It's between two or three, but I think I'm gonna go Wretch. I think I'm.
Ooh, what's Wretch?
Wretch starts with nothing,
dude,
except
Thomas,
for a loincloth and a
life.
Club.
Dude, you're gonna hate your life.
Yeah, but wait.
You just scavenge as you go.
But the great thing about it is they start out underleveled, which makes them level quicker, which gives you in a way an advantage to create any kind of build that you want. Right, I mean, like there is an advantage.
I don't know if they level quicker. Well, no, they do because
it takes more every level.
The way it works in the old games is like your soul level determines how much your levels cost.
Yeah,
so it just kind of like allows you to build it as you find that you want it.
Cool.
And plus, I've played those in some of the other games, and I just want to have like a unique experience, and I typically just do like sword and board guy, maybe like some magic on the side.
Are you just stunting on people? Is that why you want to do it?
Because
it's so. Do you just want like an insane handicap? Is that why you're doing it?
No. I mean, it'll probably give you. It'll probably make like the opening areas like a bit more tough. But I just want to like play the game like that and see what it's going to be like.
I'm saying samurai, but I know that prisoner build has something up its sleeve.
Dude,
I know that it's got
something
up its sleeve.
That's the one that I'm thinking of. It's either Wretch, prisoner, or samurai.
Yeah.
The prisoner class, though, looks very cool.
Very cool. Like there's something up with it. I can tell there's something up with it.
I think the most... not the most interesting, but one of the things that I'm curious about is to see what George R.R. Martin's influence is. Because I know that he like wrote the lore and the backstory of the world and a lot of the characters.
Dude.
And then what FromSoft did is I believe they created a narrative around that. So they took what he did and like adjusted it in like the way that they typically do. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious, like what the classes.
Oh, 100%. I do feel like I do think that the different classes are going to have corresponding map areas where they originated from.
Oh yeah.
So I think if you play as a samurai, you're going to have to find like all your dope stuff is probably over the, like wherever that part
in
of the
samurai
in
world.
The samurai world.
It's like Disney
and
World.
So like and so like if you're a vagabond, that vagabond maybe came from the other side of the map, and like we'll all go to that side of the map and get Andrew all his gear. You know what I mean? I think it's gonna hopefully it works out that
so
way.
So that's a thing that I haven't thought about a ton.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is like From's first open world game, which means I don't know what it means. It means that it's not like the little like interconnected maze that they typically do, which like I have no idea what to expect from that.
Okay. Do you think it means, okay, like your typical open world game is like huge and there's just a bunch of events you hit. Obviously, they're not going to do that. Do you think it's going to be like a bunch of like places that you can get to and each one is like a linear situation, like once you like caves?
So they've got caves that are like dungeons. I'm pretty sure.
There's going to be plenty of dungeons.
They've got like bigger things that are like your more traditional FromSoft like areas.
Yeah,
but everything like in between that, I have no idea.
Yeah,
which really excites me.
Yeah, but it's not going to be Metroidvania kind of like a Dark Souls 1 was.
I think individual areas will be, and I think there will be some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that I'm pretty interested too is to see if there's any like crazy traversal stuff that you get.
I do want to take a moment. I think for a whole lot of players, this is going to be your first FromSoft game. I think that will probably be true for a ton of people. It has to be because of the off the charts, because of this hype, this choo-choo. So a couple like from a FromSoft pro, like tips that we would share for a first time. I would say, you know, there are a bunch of different builds. At the end of the day, it's very beneficial to create a character that's good at one thing and just do that thing all the time. It makes the gameplay, you might feel like it makes the gameplay a little once like boring, but it's very, very satisfying. So, you know, have a move like Jack of all trades builds, I would say, are not what you like. Don't be like, I'm going to put 2 points into strength and 2 points into magic, you know, and you may have to do that a little bit to use certain pieces of equipment, but overall you want to be building toward like my dude does this hammer and that's what he does and that's what he lives and dies by, and that's kind those of hammers. Like the
those hammers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing I will say with that is there's always like low level spells that can buff your
for sure
weapons, but like if you're doing like a sword and board build, you don't want to go like
sword and board.
Sword and board, baby.
What's that mean?
Just sword and shield.
Oh
yeah, that's just what the dorks.
That's
call
what
it.
The Reddit calls
the
it.
Freaking nerd. Talk about
that's leash. What the nerd.
But yeah. I would say that's a good piece of advice. I would also say that if you're a new player. Don't be put off by the seeming insurmountable difficulty.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of designed that way. It's Dude. Designed to be pretty taxing.
Dude, I don't think, and this is not to knock them at all, the Dark Souls games are very critically acclaimed. They're very niche, but I don't think they don't sell like 20 million copies. They don't sell a ton of copies, and I think it's because a lot of people who come to these games don't realize what they are,
yeah.
Like what you're describing. And I think a lot of people are going to see, wow, this is the highest rated game of all time, and they're going to buy it thinking it's like a Call of Duty game or
what's,
something.
What's insane is like the – what's the – what it was Red Dead 2, was that like – the last, like...
Yeah. Like that and, like, Breath of the Wild, Mario Odyssey. And, it's, like, those four, yeah.
Red Dead 2 is, like, an interesting game because the combat in that is literally, like, automatic. You just hold a button and it, like, locks on to a dude and you just go. And it's awesome because it just kind of flows. And Breath of the Wild can be hard, but it's, like, Nintendo hard, so it's, like... pretty forgiving.
Yeah.
Nintendo hard now is that way. Back, you know, in the Zelda 2 days, Nintendo hard
dude,
was
Zelda 2.
Zelda 2. Game of the year.
Goaty 2022
but,
Zelda 2.
But yeah, no, these games are pretty hard. One thing I was telling John, because he and I have been playing through Sekiro, is I think a lot of people view can view a game as like the goal of the game is to start the game and get to the end. Mm-hmm. And that's the game. And FromSoft games, in my opinion, like the experience of it is the like dying and retrying and right. like getting over a task in a that yeah. seems very challenging, but in the end, like you
that's the story. That's the story.
It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I have finish.
So yeah, so it kind of like gives you your own little story, mm-hmm. like yeah. you just said.
Yeah.
I have a work trip on Monday, and this might be the good news is it's in Huntsville, so I am I'm likely going to drive rather than fly, as you can imagine. So since I'm driving, I feel like a strong chance.
You taking that PS5?
I may take the whole rig.
Oh yeah.
Into the hotel.
Absolutely.
Because that'll be night like 2 or 3 with the game. And so
do y'all quick aside.
Do I call the hotel ahead of time and ask them what their exact
they have an HDMI. Yeah.
So do y'all remember the days when hotels had their like AV ports on the back of their TVs like on lock and you couldn't just like bring your Nintendo and
hotels are all different now.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Hotels are just like, here's a TV. There's an HDMI port. Freaking go to town.
Go to town.
Yeah. And back in the day, it was like, we have an N64, but you have to give us like $50 to play it. Do you want to?
Was when you were a kid?
Oh yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So this might be a road trip with the old
faithful.
With the old faithful.
Dude, that sounds fantastic.
The PS5 is like 18 pounds.
PS5 is a chonky boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like almost too big.
Yeah.
Let me say my Dark Souls confusion thing that I did not understand immediately. And once I understood this, it helped me progress through the game. I remember when I first played Dark Souls, I thought by grinding and like leveling up, because usually these games are you get a bunch of souls, you get like 1,000 souls, and you can go up a point, or you can get 2,000 souls, you can go up another point. And I thought, because you were telling me, go up strength a few points. And that's basically, I don't know y'all's take on this. I found leveling up really didn't do shit. And like, sometimes getting a good weapon would help me, but often getting a good weapon wouldn't do shit either. You just have to learn how to do combat. You have to learn how to parry. You have to learn how to dodge.
It buys you, for me, leveling up buys you an extra hit or two in like a fight. And whether that be a boss fight or a mob that has surrounded you, it doesn't make the fighting trivial at all.
Yeah.
But it does buy you, like leveling up. And one thing, like with Bloodborne, all the stats that you level up also give a point to defense. Like no matter what you level up, it gives a point to defense. And so,
is this how Elden Ring's going to be?
We don't know.
They always don't know, man. with all of these games with the leveling up system, they tweak it a bit. They always tweak it a bit in between titles. So I just received this.
But I guess, but just let me finish. But my take generally is, and I do think this is good Dark Souls advice, is you just have to learn. Because people beat this game in a loincloth with like a shitty weapon, right?
And with
the Nintendo bongo drums or like
the Donkey Kong drums. So to your point, leveling up will raise your attack, but it also allows you to like use more advanced weapons in that classification.
Yeah.
But your real power is coming from leveling up your weapons.
So
that's where you're really gonna see crazy stuff. But also when you pair a weapon with a stat that it scales with, that's where you see a lot of gains too.
Yeah, I think the thing that I had to learn first and foremost with Dark Souls, though, it was I had to get good.
You got to get good. and when you're told to get good, if you're new, which will happen, it's not intended to be a put down. It's intended to like encourage you to persevere.
Yeah, I had to get good.
Sometimes,
yeah. If a cool dude.
A cool bro.
One more tip.
A sun bro, if you will.
There will probably be a mechanic in this game where you can leave notes and hints around for other players. And I'm just here to tell you, there are less than kosher elements in the fan base and in the gamer base who will occasionally leave you hints that are bad or wrong. So, and it's like a huge thing in this. It's like
Thomas sounded like an NPC.
It's like a huge thing in this game. So have that in mind too. But either way, it's going to be amazing. I'm sure we will talk about it more. So, keep an eye out or keep an ear out. But man, hype.
What are y'all playing on?
PS5. Hang on. I just have to say this.
PC.
So, John said he was going to be an astrologer, and he told us to say it in the episode. He followed up that text with, or a prisoner, or a samurai.
John
and almost certainly not rich.
John and I have been texting about this, and my fake quote for John is like, I'm really thinking about being every class.
He said... I'm going to just directly quote, tell the world I'm going astrologer or prisoner and potentially samurai. So I don't know what to do with that. But
we'll just have to see what chooses me.
Man, I think that prisoner build has something about it, man. There's something about it. A lot of times in these games, the one that looks super crappy is
what does
like,
the prisoner do?
The prisoner was an astrologer that got
Into forbidden magic,
it seems.
Hmm.
And he wears an iron mask.
Ooh.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah, he's got that weird mask. Ooh, that's a good one.
It might be a good one.
And an important thing to note is regardless of which class you choose, you're never, like, locked into that. So
it's super true.
If you pick
it's
to be a prisoner... and you choose to live as a free man, there's nothing stopping you.
You're a free man, even though you have a prisoner mask on.
Yeah.
Guys, let's go.
Yeah, we're on the hype train. It's about to leave the station.
It's about to leave the station, but we're ready to ride, and we're not going to miss this boat. But in March, we'll be talking about the boats that we did miss.
Yeah,
with host Andrew.
Does anybody want to say the thing you're most enthused about in Elden Ring, or that you think you?
I'm excited about finding the there's going to be like a couple of moves or a couple. I'm excited about finding out what works for me. That's what excites me about these games is finding out like the thing that works well for me, the fighting, the equipment, the play style, because we can all pick these things, but you know, the move sets with the weapons are all crazy different. And you're going to say, I'm going to do this. And then halfway through, you realize like, oh, no. I want to do this.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to find that out, like what works for me.
Because you almost feel like you're cheating. It feels like it's exciting when you figure out, oh, man, this thing works. But the thing I was going to say is, dude, just like the dying, man, just... I'm excited about the dying. I'm excited about the coming back. I'm excited about finding my souls, if there even are souls in this game. And dude, I know what's coming, and I'm preparing my body for it.
Prepare it for the pain.
I'm so stoked to start a new FromSoft game, and I'm really like chomping at the bit to see if they add some interesting mechanics that diversify the basic play style.
They, like world tendency or
no,
like,
just like
the insight
techniques that you can learn
yeah,
traversal pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know what that would be, but
I mean, we know that this game will have a jump, which is already
wild. It's got a jump, and it feels so good.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
The old Dark Souls game had the leap.
Yeah, but this is a jump with no
jump up.
No leap.
Just a jump straight up in
just
the air.
Just a jump button.
Wow.
I know. It's really coming. Mario 1 had a jump button.
It's all back to Mario.
it all goes back to Mario. And we got it. That's the episode.
All right. So we will see y'all in the lands between.
We will. Find us. We'll help you.
Bye.
Bye.